Meditation 32 reads like this. The meaning of things and events is not immediately apparent. I trust that I will understand the reason for my challenges when the time is right. I repeat. The meaning of things and events is not immediately apparent. I trust that I will understand the reason for my challenges when the time is right. If you look back at most of the crises in your life, you can trace those crises directly to some positive event that happens into the future. I'm reminded of how a mother or a father will console their child when their girlfriend or boyfriend leaves them with the saying that there are many fish in the sea. We've all heard that before. And then years later, at a wedding, the bride or the groom will talk about the fact that they met their husband or wife at a certain event, which most certainly came after somebody else broke up with them. There was always a broken heart in the story. And it's these broken hearts, these events of great pain, that result in a marriage that takes place much later. But if it wasn't for those breakups, those moments of pain, those heartbreaks, then the trajectory of those individuals' lives would have gone in a different direction and not resulted in them meeting one another. Now, I'm not saying that all negative events are good things. But what I've come to realize in my entrepreneurial journey is that many, if not most, of all the negative events that have happened, certainly in my entrepreneurial journey, have resulted in a positive event, much like meeting your spouse. As entrepreneurs, we go out there to sell all the time, sell our businesses, sell our ideas, and often those result in rejection. The rejection is particularly bad when you spent months and months working very hard on ensuring that the proposition is valuable to all parties. And then for reasons that you just don't understand, you get that Dear John letter. We regret to inform you that ... Your heart is broken. And then 2 years or 3 years later, that client gives you a call and says, would you like to meet? We need to talk. At the moment when you are sent the Dear John letter, your heart is broken. But what you don't realize is that the client didn't understand the nature of the product or service that was being sold, and it went for the cheapest or the sexiest offer, which was your competitor. Your better offer would have resulted in huge frustration, as what was really going on there is that the client didn't understand and was going through an education process. Had you been the educator, in inverted commas, the result would have been that you would have lost that client anyway due to frustration, mainly because they still needed to go through their journey of understanding. But as a result of you losing the client in the beginning, they have gone through that education and frustration process with another supplier and are now ready to do work with you. But the second time, there's far more understanding and far more appreciation for what you do. I've seen the story play out time and time again in the many businesses that I have been exposed to over the last 20 years, and I'm sure you have too. A technique that I use when I have a negative event, when I have perhaps a rejection or a loss of a client or a loss of a staff member or a loss of a supplier, is that I ask the question, if this were the most important thing to happen to me, why would that be? And this mindset means that this is a nodal point in terms of a different trajectory. And then I try and understand where this new trajectory takes me. For example, if I lose a critical member of staff, it becomes apparent to me that that person was a vulnerability in the model, and that I need to ensure that the business needs to be designed in a different way where that vulnerability is not there. If I lose a client, specifically a client that might have taken up a big part of my income. My understanding then is that I should not have any one client that represents more than 20% of my income. So I'm not vulnerable to them. And so a new strategy ensues in order to find many other clients. It's all these moments of rejection, it's all these moments of crisis that if used properly, become the very thing that make you successful. And when you deeply get that, when you deeply understand that, when you deeply believe that, it changes the nature of your relationship with those moments. Because immediately after those moments, immediately after you allow yourself perhaps a few hours or days to lick your wounds, you move into a different mindset of fixing that problem, making sure that that never happens again. That sends you in a completely different trajectory, a trajectory to success. The meaning of things and events is not immediately apparent. I trust that I will understand the reason for my challenges when the time is right.